Can you summarise some of the technical changes you've seen in blood testing and in using insulin?
Well, of course, when I was first diagnosed and for quite many years afterwards, we had the glass syringes and the needles, separate needles, which had to be boiled after each use, dried, and then it was always urine that was tested, never blood. But as I was saying, when I went to King's College Hospital, they put me straight onto blood testing, the strips, which is so much easier. Just takes a few seconds against about 10 minutes. And you can't boil pots of urine if you're travelling, and that, which of course I have done in my life. But you can take a blood test in a car, just a little prick of the finger, and it's so much easier. And of course the syringes that we've got these days with the needle attached, one use only, they're easily disposed of if you get a sharps container. So yes, it's altered very, very much in my lifetime, and it's tolerable now, where at first, being only a child, I was naturally looked after by my parents. But I've been abroad, I've been to Australia, well, both my husband and I have been to Australia in 1976. But there's just one snag with that. Even the doctors at King's College wouldn't advise him on my doses of insulin. So he had to sit down and work it all out, changing the hours because there's a 8 to 10 hour difference travelling to Australia. And he had to adjust all my insulin and all my food on the way. Well, we travelled by Qantas Airline, and we told them I was diabetic and on a diet, and they were very, very good. They gave me my meals the same time as I would be having them in England, gradually broke me into the Australian time, and the same coming back. They were very, very helpful, I've got to say that for them. But we got no advice on what to do. If I hadn't got a husband like I had, I don't think I would have dared gone. Because while I was over there, change of food and everything, I was very high blood sugars all the time. But I never went comatose, so I suppose it wasn't that bad. But we stayed there for about 6 weeks with our son, daughter-in-law.